What possibly has gotten lost in the headlines and the back-and-forth exchanges between the governor and VA officials is that the report on delayed diagnosis and treatment leading to possible death and injury of veterans in the Florida VA system was the result of an internal review.
Anytime we identify a situation at one of our medical centers, and if there is any concern that it may be extended to another, we do extensive reviews internally, and we welcome external reviews.
Mary Kay Hollingsworth is communications director for the VA region that includes Florida, South Georgia, and the Caribbean. She says the VA also is scrutinized by the inspector general, who has the power to investigate anonymous complaints. As to state regulators seeking access to their federal records, Hollingsworth says the VA's Deputy Undersecretary for Health has spoken several times with Florida's top health regulator.
We have released some documentation to the agency, sharing with them the extensive internal processes that we have in place. There were some documents that they requested that we were unable to provide them because they contain patient information.
But that has not been enough to satisfy Governor Rick Scott, whose office has sent out press releases within hours every time the state has been denied access to VA records.
There should be complete transparency. If somebody makes a mistake, how are you going to solve it? If you're not going to talk about it, if you're not going to share the information, how are we ever going to know how they're going to solve it?
That was Scott during a press conference at a Tampa American Legion Hall in late April. It was there that he was asked if veterans should not use the VA until he has that transparency.
What I know is we've been told their deaths, we've been told there's injuries, and we've been told that they won't allow us to come in and help them. They won't tell us where it happened, why it happened, what the corrective action is. That's wrong. I mean, it's our tax dollars doing this, and it's our veterans.
But one of those veterans has been alarmed by the kind of message that veterans could be receiving from the recent barrage of negative news about the VA.
As an older veteran, we noticed that the newer generation of veterans are somewhat reluctant to receive care at the VA.
John Pickens III is a Vietnam veteran who worked decades for the VA, but is retired and now runs a nonprofit financial counseling service for veterans.
I don't want young veterans who are on the fence about receiving care at the VA, going to the vet center. I don't want them to be influenced by unfair media or political attacks that might make them think that VA is not for them.
But there will be more headlines when Florida Congressman Jeff Miller, chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, holds a field hearing on the VA internal investigation to be scheduled sometime this year in the Tampa Bay region.
I think the problem was in the size of the bureaucracy. It's the second largest agency in the federal government, over 330,000 employees. The vast majority of those employees are doing great work. Veterans will tell you today that the health care that they receive once they get into the system, once they can get an appointment, is excellent health care. There's going to be some issues, and I understand that.
Miller has held previous congressional hearings in Washington, but says his committee is still waiting on answers and documents. He blames mid-level managers, not former general, now VA Secretary Eric Shinseki.
I believe that Secretary Shinseki wants to do the right thing. But the fear that I have is he's not being told the truth by his subordinates, and he's not able to make the effective changes that he needs to make in a timely fashion, and unfortunately, veterans are paying the price.
While the state of Florida has no legal right to those VA documents, Congress does, according to Jay Wolfson, an attorney and distinguished service professor for public health at the University of South Florida. Wolfson says it is not unreasonable to have a field hearing, no matter who asks for it.
And if it uses it not just for political purposes, which it will, but to do genuine fact-finding for the purposes of improving care and services and efficiencies and the use of scarce resources, that is always a good thing. But count on a reasonable, if not substantial, portion of the process being political. It's the nature of the beast. They can't help themselves.
Wolfson says the reality is that we live in a political system, and veterans, in a political year, are a highly visible part of that political system. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.